I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is 6:05. We are June 24th. June is winding down. The weather has been beautiful. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards.
I went to Men of Rocks last night, which was great. Packed. They have food trucks, all sorts of things. The only reason I mentioned that, I was like, this is like hoodie weather almost. It was beautiful. I'm not arguing with it. It's very beautiful weather. I'm just thinking it's the end of June. I'm feeling like a nice 83, 84, 85 at some point in time, and all week long, it's 70s. Not complaining. I just kind of noticed that summer is underway. We're getting to July. We have plenty of time. But the consistent 80s are not here.
No, I feel like every late afternoon I'm wearing a hoodie too. Yeah. Like whether I'm taking Millie for a walk or, you know, I like to sit outside and stuff, but I'm always like a sweatpant and a hoodie.
Yeah. I don't need this at all. And then this shade, because it's in kind of an open field, but there are trees all over the place. And when the shade from the trees hits you, and did I bring a hoodie?
No, you didn't.
Of course not.
You wore t-shirt and shorts, didn't you?
There's
and a sandal.
I went with a Hey Dude. But
you had a foot coverage.
I did have a little bit of foot coverage. I kind of brought that back. I feel like I haven't wore a Hey Dude in about 3 years. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I'm feeling a Hey Dude.
You were feeling it.
It was just crisp. Light and just
was
nice on the foot.
Was this the Philip Phillips night?
No, it's next week. That's going to be huge.
Okay.
This was an Ozzy Osbourne tribute.
Interesting choice that you went to that one.
That I went to. It was nice. We were out. My daughter was going, like, for her to, you know, run around. They have a playground right there. They have, and of course, is my 11-year-old on the playground? No. What is she doing? TikToks with one of her friends.
Of course.
And doing, you know, gymnastics with one of her friends. I was like, where is my child? And it looked at us like, she's not, I'm looking at the playground. It's like, no, she's outgrown the playground. She is now in the land of TikTok doing all of these gymnastics moves because her friend is very good in gymnastics and she's showing me these gymnastics moves. I was like, this is, you know.
That's awesome.
It doesn't even matter who's playing.
Summer night. Yeah. Yeah, of course. With your friends. What a great memory for her.
It's back. But it doesn't play.
Cool. I know what you're talking about, though. It's a dead guy in an envelope. This could be one of those days again.
It's not. No, I'll figure it out.
Okay.
I'll figure it out. Hold on. Let me just see if I can grab it.
Okay.
EMC's good morning to you. I don't think I said good morning. I apologize. I'm going to have to play this from another one. Let me try it again. It's back.
Hey.
This is a different round.
This is. We've done something we've never done before. I've picked the name before. You've picked the name before. Listeners have picked the name before.
And Kim of Seven Hills, who was apparently the master of the game, that essentially won the game, I'm using that in air quotes, on Monday, did not want to pick the next name because she and her husband enjoy so much playing the game. They have a sheet of paper on their dresser that they keep track of guesses. They guess on their own, which I just unbelievably love. And I love the transparency that said, hey, I love this game. I don't want to pick the next name.
Yes.
So producer Stevie's all over it.
And producer Stevie.
We are.
Excuse me, I'm going to sneeze.
Our train wreck. So it is. She's sneezing.
I'm sorry.
I can't fire something from the board. It's all right. We get through it together.
What a morning.
And bless you, buddy. Bless you.
Thank you.
So who's going to kick off this round of Dead Guy in an Envelope? As you know, he's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope. And Stevie has picked the name. Does it make it easier or harder? We're going to find out. EMCs, we need your guess. Good morning. Star 102, good morning.
Tim, I can't believe you're doing this again.
Doing what again?
The game.
I know. It is America's favorite game.
Oh my God.
What a way to wake up.
I
asked my wife yesterday when we were at Men of Rocks, I said, hey, did you hear we got a winner for Dead Guy in the Envelope? She's like, you're still playing that? I said, yes, I am. And I asked her if she ever heard the intro because it is early and she's not normally up at 6 o'clock. I said, did you hear me sing the intro before? And she said, yes.
Oh,
and then she just kept walking.
It.
That was the...
There was no reaction.
That was a good job, Tim. You put yourself out there singing.
That's something.
Nothing.
That speaks volumes right there.
Just a yes.
Well, sadly, we are playing. Do you want to take a guess?
We would love for you to guess. Thank you. Stevie picked this name.
Yeah, I'll guess. I'm going to say Alex Trebek.
Good guess. Not Alex
not
Trebek.
Not Alex Trebek. Which means you keep the game going with your incorrect guess. The game continues tomorrow morning. Dead Guy in the Envelope is back on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. EMC is our early morning crew. I just feel like we don't ever get to talk about Tasty Tuesday with you. We usually reveal it later on a Tuesday morning. And, of course, you can watch the video. It's all over the place on what we try, but we did launch the Scoop Squad yesterday.
And
we're going with that, right? Scoop Squad?
You know what? We are. We're okay. Going to stick with that. Right. I think it's better than the alternative that you picked. So, yeah. You're right. I feel like EMCs don't hear it as often. And Scoop Squad, we're trying local ice cream spots all summer. And we've been taking recommendations. And, boy, did you do a good one this week.
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of recommendations. Ended up going to, and we'll review this next, Fantasy Delights in Aurora. It's right there on 43. It's been there for years and years and years. What did we get? I was there with my family. What did I try? The rating system is one scoop to five scoops being the best. That reveal is coming up in 3 minutes. Fantasy Delight. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. It's an old-school ice cream place right there on 43. Not too far. My reference, of course, could be the new Meyer, but it will be Geauga Lake. It's not too far from there.
Right.
So it has been there. I was talking to Ethan, who was working. Very, very nice young man. And he, you know, I went to the... I just let him know. I didn't say, hey, it's Tim Richards from Star 102. I just said, hey, we're doing something. I'm on the radio. We're doing a Scoop Squad. We're having fun. We're going to different locations that have been kind of flagged for us to try throughout Northeast Ohio. We're going to do it for the next 6 weeks or something. We were down here shopping at Aurora Farms. I want to make you guys our first one. So, of course, I go up there, and my wife did not get ice cream. How? I don't know. I know. We had just eaten, to be fair. So to try to get some ice cream in, I get it. Bless you.
Thank you.
But my daughter got a vanilla with sprinkles and a cone, kind of basic, whatever. And then I asked him, I said, well, what do I get? I've never been here. I'm really not down to Aurora very often. I know it's 20 minutes from Mentor, but I'm not down here. You let me know what I need to get. Ethan said, you want to go with our frozen yogurt. The choice is yours, but the frozen yogurt's the way to go. So my daughter chose for me Oreo frozen yogurt. So I decided to go with that. I love Oreo. It all makes sense. Sat down. We ate it. Izzy normally, who's my 11-year-old, normally doesn't even go vanilla. It's usually like a chocolate of some sort. She loved it, and she actually took a bite of my Oreo frozen yogurt before I did. And she's like, damn, that is some of the best stuff I've ever had. So then, of course, I dive in to give it the review. It was fantastic. As I mentioned, locally owned. They've been there for years. I gave it five scoops. It was tremendous.
That's awesome. I have – now, I'm going to go next week, and I have my eye on a place. And all I want to say to you is I've been looking at their menu. The Dirty Pretzel. They have something called the Dirty Pretzel. And here's what
that
I want to know.
Seems like some type of wrestling move. How did he lose? I didn't even see it coming. He threw the Dirty Pretzel on me, and I had to concede. I had no idea.
No!
What's a Dirty Pretzel?
It looks amazing. I don't know. They put pretzels and ice cream and all kinds of like chocolate and caramel and stuff.
You have become unclean.
The last
month or so, you are dirty Dr. Pepper queen.
I know.
You are dirty this queen.
You are
like so. That dirty Dr. Pepper has changed you. You are a different person in June than you were in May. How many of those, and we're all friends here at TMCs. How many of those dirty Dr. Peppers at McDonald's do you think that you have ordered? Over or under eight?
I can't answer that.
I mean,
a lot.
Every time you come in here,
so
it's part
good.
Of the weekend
Listen,
or part of your journey. And I'm not shaming you at all. I'm at McDonald's all the time with this.
I'm so afraid they're going to take it away. It's limited time. It's so good. Do you understand? It's so delicious. I don't think you even understand how good it is.
Now
have you
it's
had
moved
it?
To your ice cream choice.
Well,
I have
yeah.
had it.
Well,
I had
anything,
the blue I didn't love at McDonald's. The blue drink, I did not love
not
that
one. That's
not
dirty Dr. Pepper.
The dirty, but it still was like in the essence of the dirtiness.
I don't know why it's called
it's a dirty
pretzel. It's a dirty pretzel parfait, and I'm watching the video, and look.
Well, say where it's at. Can you say
where? The Dairy Grove in North Ridgeville.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look at that.
It's so funny because your audio's on, too.
Oh, I see that. Sorry.
The King Cone is a pretzel of some sort. I was thinking of going to King Cone for mine since it's in Lake County. They're well-known. Their social media presence is good. But I'm not going to go with the pretzel if you go with the pretzel on this one. They have 8 million other things.
Well,
yeah, you'll have to give us a review if you end up going
I will, and I know we have to get to three things, but I want to tell you one more thing because I was doing my research because that's what I want to do for our Tasty Tuesday Scoop Squad next week. For Father's Day, They had a mini bucket they filled with ice cream and chocolate-covered potato chips and, like, all kinds of fancy stuff. It was, like, called, like, some kind of dad bucket or stuff. I'm like, how? This is not... I live in Westlake. North Ridgeville is so close to where I live. I don't know how I've missed the Dairy Grove, so... I am very excited. I don't. Maybe I'll have to take like a bunch of people with me, and we'll all order different things. Yeah. So I can try them.
The dad bucket leads to the dad bod. We don't have a chance.
No, you don't.
We don't.
Not with the
bucket of ice. What are you kidding me? We're not supposed to have that much. Yes, we are.
Yeah. Well, yes, it looks good.
We are. Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim show. Not only did she pick the name, and dead guy in the envelope. We also have Stevie on the socials coming up next. What do we have today?
By the way, I want to hear all the guesses because I'm just curious.
By the way, my daughter yesterday was asking me, she's like, did you see that person that is rowing to Hawaii? Ah. And she's in day 20, whatever it is now. It was
she's
a couple.
She's getting close.
I said, you know what? I might not have if it wasn't Stevie on the socials. She was all over the information and what's going on and what snacks is she having and this. And I said, we talked about that, I don't know, last week or the week before, Stevie on the socials. What do you have today, Stevie?
So there's a video going viral, has over 26 million views on TikTok, and it's brought up a huge debate. Most people were actually siding against the person who posted it, so it's not really helping her. And we're going to talk about it and see where you guys side.
That's next.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
There is a video going viral on TikTok, has over 26 million views, and it's created a big debate. Majority of the commenters are not on the side of the woman who posted the video, and she's been replying to comments saying she's always right and defending her opinion. But basically, the video shows a mailman putting mail in her mailbox, which is like at her house. And then she informs him to stay off her lawn and take the sidewalk, like the concrete path. And the video is also captioned, "So tired of the mailman walking on my grass." And now all the comments are on his side. And I wanted to see, like, the legality of this. Like, obviously, like, morally, like, yeah, let him walk the easiest way. But are you allowed to walk in people's yards? And it turns out that mail carriers are generally permitted and trained to take the shortest, safest, and most direct routes to deliver mail, which frequently means walking across residential lawns. There's no specific federal law granting them absolute right of way, but they also are classified as allowed to access private property to perform official duties.
So wait, is the mailbox on the front porch? Is that why?
Yes.
Oh, he's walking up to the front porch.
Yes, and
through
she
the
has
lawn.
Like a little path, like there's like an actual path. And he, I guess, had been walking through the grass to cut through to like the neighbor's house.
If you get back up, and I'd love for, and maybe you are a mail carrier that has a walk, like in our neighborhood, they drive.
Mine too.
But each stop?
Yeah. Yeah. They drive to each stop.
They just like park and walk around.
They have the car that I can't even imagine gets through snow. And I talk about it every winter that how can that little light car, it does, that you know, the mailmobile, it makes it through. But just think of, and once again, if you want to weigh in on this, 216-343-1021, or maybe you walk these routes, we'd love to hear from you. Can you imagine going up and down? That's just a one-off, up and down every walkway, every single time you're at the house, as opposed to cutting through. And I also understand, and I certainly would know people that would be upset that their grass is being stepped on because they're very pro-grass. I mean, very... always trimming it and edging it, and it is like their baby, their yard, and they take very good care of the yard. And I know people that would be upset. I would not.
I wouldn't
care.
Either.
I like to give you bottled water if you want. You let me know, bro. You know, whoever you are, that if you're at my house, like I said, mine is driving around. I would personally have no problem with it, but I know people that probably would have a problem with
it. When sometimes the mailman does, they have a package that they'll put at the door, like if it's too large for the mailbox. I'm trying to think if he walks through the grass. I couldn't care less if they walk through my grass.
I feel like the only time they would walk through the grass is if they need to, like, then
go
to a house,
to the,
yeah, like next door, because it would...
Like a cut through.
That would be way too many steps.
Yes, as they should.
If not, they'd probably just take the
sidewalk. I even feel bad if I know, and this could be maybe more of an Amazon thing than maybe via the mail, if I'm getting something and I know that it's going to be a heavy product, I'll even meet the person at the end of the driveway.
Oh,
if
that's
I
nice of
well,
you.
I just feel bad. I mean, I understand it's their job and it's always part of the job description. You have to be able to carry up to 50 pounds. This
well,
many
how'd
feet.
You know when they're going to get there? To
no,
get
no.
It?
I just see if I happen to be in the front yard. If I'm mowing or if I'm doing something and they're there, I say, oh, this is going to be a doozy. Let me get down here and meet this person. I feel bad. So I don't know. Maybe you're, which side do you fall on? Or maybe you've run into this issue before. I understand. I really get. Kind of get both sides, but you can walk all over my yard. I don't care. 216-343-1021. It's Stevie on the socials on Star 102. Stevie on the socials continuing on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. By the way, at 710, do you have a spoiler spouse?
A what?
Yeah, that's exact. Thank you for helping with that tea, Stevie.
What did you say?
A spoiler spouse. Somebody that looks ahead maybe in a show that you're watching together or Google some information about a documentary. How do you ruin a documentary? I have no how. I don't have any idea.
Stevie, I think he's over-dramatized. He's over-dramatized.
It is a thing.
It's a suspenseful show. I always look it up.
Yeah, you're a bad person.
Stevie's not going to be on your side. Yeah,
I know she's
not. She does this all the time. I don't know. I'm excited to get into this with you because I don't understand why you're mad.
It's more concern.
As long as she's not spoiling it to you.
Yeah.
She's not spoiling it to me. So I have no ground. I don't know why it bothers me.
Are you just mad that she knows and you don't?
Yes!
Oh, my God.
That is so you.
Stevie on the socials. Let's recap that one more time. We have a call to get to. I don't think it exactly follows in line with this.
She went a different route, which I can see the issue there.
Yeah.
But basically, this woman is upset that her mail carrier is walking through her yard and not using the sidewalk.
And you fall on which side?
Hey, I'm on the side of the woman.
On the side of the woman. Don't walk in my grass?
Well, we're on a training route.
Uh-huh.
So we get new mail people every couple weeks. 1 year, we had a woman that destroyed our inflatables for Halloween, cut our strings, stabbed our inflatables. So,
what, did she trip over them or something, or how did they destroy them?
She cut the strings and stabbed our inflatables.
A mail carrier?
Yes.
Why?
She caught her on the ring.
What?
That is unbelievable. I've never heard of that. That's a totally, that's a totally different subject. Oh my gosh, that's horrible.
It's 54 degrees in Wycliffe, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Large mayfly swarms are once again appearing along Lake Erie, including everywhere from Avon to Put-in Bay. Wildlife officials say their return is actually good news because mayflies thrive in clean, oxygen-rich water, and they're considered a sign of a healthy lake ecosystem. Starbucks bringing back the barista glass cold cup, but this one has a new pink drink inspired design. It's so cute. If you're a rewards reserve member, you could buy it online starting July 9th and select stores will have them. Good luck on July 13th. So the Guinness World Records just named the loudest person in the world. Clearly they've never heard of Tim Richards.
Wow.
Clearly they haven't. How is someone louder than you? This guy's an Australian air conditioner cleaner. I mean, I'm not.
Who's louder, Ken Carmen or me?
Yep, exactly.
That is a tough call.
I think we try to out-loud each other in the hallway. He'll come walking down the hallway. Lima walking the other way.
I don't.
And you can hear him. And then the same thing. I will be down there. And then everybody just scatters from the hallway because it is a loud mess in the hallway between he and I. And good things. Like, it's all good. We're just.
You're just loud people.
Very loud.
He is pretty
Who's
loud.
Who's even in You're third loud. Place? Who's even in third place loudness at Odyssey in the hallway? Obviously, we don't know the, you know, we don't get to see the afternoon people, which are great, which is unfortunate.
I mean, look, I can hear Jeff Thomas down the hall doing 2020s.
Yeah, he's
I can
got a
hear
mouth.
Him doing he's got a mouth on him. You three, the three of you.
The mouths of Odyssey.
The mouths of Odyssey.
It's a new calendar. Wait for it for 2027.
Well, this guy is 58 years old. He's from Australia. He's an air conditioner cleaner. Like, maybe he should be on the radio. It's the they recorded the loudest ever shout by a human. How do we measure your decibels?
Because this guy. We're going to have to do that.
122.4 decibels is how loud he is. So let's see if you can get
and
louder.
You just scream it?
I don't know. I guess you just scream. I wonder if there's video. We should
yeah,
see
we'll
it.
Have to, we'll have to go more in depth.
And then you'll have to try it. Oh, I don't want to be there for that.
Do you have a spoiler spouse? That is the question. Somebody that may, well, I don't know, look ahead at shows, watch ahead of shows, Google things about the show that we haven't gotten to yet. I'm just curious. I might know a person. That's all.
You might know someone, not mentioning any names or anything.
Not at all.
I don't have a spoiler spouse, but I am curious as to the method. Like, why does it happen? Because I can't imagine doing that myself, because I like the element of surprise when watching, you know?
I also agree with you.
That's
some
number
people
one.
Don't like that.
Number two, why do you care?
That I can't answer.
And well, I need, like, you need to.
Producer Stevie needs to come to the studio, because I know that she's going to say, why do I care? And then I also, I don't know why I do, because there really is no reason to. It doesn't really affect me at all.
But it makes you mad. Or not mad, but like frustrated, or.
Yeah.
You just don't like it.
I just think watching a show with somebody next to you that knows how it continues, there's something there.
There's not.
There's something. Spoiler spouse. 4 minutes away. Producer Stevie ran in here for this break. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, talking about a spoiler spouse. Can I give my example?
Yes.
I would never look ahead for shows. I like to be surprised during the shows and or a movie or whatever. I just don't. Maybe if I can't think of an actor, an actress's name or something. Oh, yeah, that's something simple, something like that. So my wife and I were watching, and I don't know if you've watched this. It is a What You're Watching Wednesday, Maternal Instinct.
I haven't watched it, but I've been seeing a lot about it.
Is that the one that everyone is saying is just absolutely crazy?
Unbelievable.
Okay.
Unbelievable story. It's on Netflix.
It's a documentary.
It is a documentary. It's a true story of maternal instinct. It's a documentary about a terrifying pregnancy secret. That's the way that they have it described on Netflix. It goes on from there. If you've watched it, you know. If you know the story, you know. If not, you know, it's something you could add on your radar if you want. So there was a relatively significant piece that, you know, moved along in the story. We were not at that point in time yet. And my wife just needed to know. She needed to know what it was. And she looked ahead. She told me she looked ahead and knew the answer to this. She didn't spoil it for me. She didn't tell me what it was. There was no spoiling of it at all. Why I care. I just, for some reason, when I'm sitting there, we're watching our show, and I know she looked ahead and knows what's on the way, it drove me crazy. It never happens. Just in this particular instance, she needed to know. And the whole time I was looking at her, I said, she already knows what's going to happen.
You kind of have FOMO.
You like, want to share the experience.
Yes.
Could be.
I think that's what it is. You're upset she knows more than you.
I'm curious why she wouldn't just watch an episode ahead. Like, that's what I would do if I were.
I think that's even worse.
That would be worse.
You. No, it makes you feel more calm. I do this all the time.
You do not do this.
But only certain genres of shows.
Like what genre?
Like, I wouldn't do it for, say, Hacks. Like, that I don't.
Right.
I don't need spoiled for that. I want to see what happens. Same with Love Island. I don't want to know what happens with My Little Islanders. They're my little people. I want to wait to see it. I hate when I get spoiled. But if I'm watching a show, maybe Hunting Wives, or when I was watching Euphoria, I was very upset with Euphoria that I couldn't look up to see the fate of Zendaya's character, the fate of like all these characters, because I was anxious watching it. There's so much.
So it relieves anxiety for you while you watch.
And I was watching it in real time as it was airing, so there, you know, were no spoilers, and I was mad.
Would you ever look something up and see what the answer was and then be like, oh, I don't need to watch it now?
No, because how does it happen?
You want to know?
Oh,
like, I don't
so
read
cool.
every single little detail.
I just need to know if anybody else does this. If you look ahead, you know somebody that does. I call it the spoiler spouse because it could be friends that text. It could be all sorts of reasons. I just don't know why this one hit me where I thought to myself, this entire time, this woman next to me knows what's happening.
You're so frustrated.
I don't know why it got under my skin. I don't know. Do you have a spoiler spouse? Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. You know, looks ahead of the show. Some good details about it. Then you're sitting next to the person you thought you knew and you don't know him anymore.
It's nice what your wife does. If it were me and I needed to know what happened, I would watch ahead.
That's so bad.
It's so bad, but like
that really is bad.
And then we didn't do that.
Then are you going to rewatch it and act like you didn't watch it?
Absolutely not. I'd say you're on your own now.
That is so mean.
Isn't it? It's terrible. But I
would kind of fake. I would be the opposite.
Fake rewatch.
I would fake rewatch it, and when she would react, I would also react at something shocking. If something happens, somebody died.
Fake react.
I would look to my left or look to my right, wherever she says, "Oh wow, yeah, I didn't." That's unbelievable. I can't believe I would not have expected that character.
I don't have a spoiler spouse, but like Nate's like, he just wants to watch like one episode at a time. Like what? Like how do you?
So did I in 96.
Cliffhanger. Right. Exactly. Like how do you not want to watch the next episode right away? Well, that drives
would
me nuts.
But which would drive you more nuts? So you're watching episode 3 of your show together? But I'm getting a little tired, but I do want to push through because there are good teasers at the end of episodes. So I'll watch maybe the next 15 minutes and just stop it.
No, I hate that. I hate that you do that a
you
lot.
You just gotta leave at the suspense.
You gotta
go through the suspense
cleanly,
and then I know.
Cleanly end.
Okay. But we aren't the only, this isn't the only, there's plenty of spoilers out there. We're getting DMs.
Well, yeah, there's another form of this because okay. Melody says, for years, I read the last page of the book I was reading. Melody!
Why would you do that?
She's like, after like a quarter to a third of the way in, I would skip ahead and read the last page. Oh my gosh, that's like ruining the experience.
I've heard of people doing this. They'll go to like when they're at the bookstore or library, they'll read the last page first to see if it's worth it.
That it no.
Because I guess you're not spoiling the journey.
No.
Yeah, you're just spoiling the end. Maybe if it's like a romance, making sure that it's a happy ending.
Jen, your next dragon book, you got to see which dragons are making out.
I just started something. And then at the end. Listen, the dragons don't make out. That's number one. Number two, it's about the journey. Like the journey of the book is good, but I want to be tricked. I want to be spoiled because my brain is going through every option the whole time. Trying to figure out what the
exactly.
end is going
to
be.
You don't have to do that. Just read the end.
No, see, I don't want that. I like it. I want them to trick
and
me and surprise
make sure
me.
It's going to be a happy ending before you commit all your time
no
into
way.
This book.
That is just what is. Why even watch it then? This is why I don't always watch documentaries. Like I know what happened.
But it's but different.
It is different.
It is different.
We will go to spots and three things after this. I'm just letting you know. But we. It is different because those documentaries, if you know the subject matter, let's say you do know the subject matter, even if it was the crash, I mean, it's a local story,
and
it's
that
big news everywhere.
Yes.
It was more of a deep dive of what in the world happened as opposed to maybe the headlines that we saw or even talked about on the Jen and Tim show. It happened here. What's
of
going
course.
On? We're not familiar with the people in the documentary. So that's one of the reasons that I look into it because I love the subject matter. And I think, okay, I want to know every aspect of, I'm just using that as an example, the crash or whenever these documentaries. So that's my reason that I watch them even
well,
if I know
the subject
matter.
And that one I did. And then I remember I did a deep dive and I watched the other two on the other series and
yeah,
stuff
you
like
took
that.
A deeper dive
yeah,
than I did.
I went right. even more on that. And just one more comment, then
sure,
we will get to three
great.
Things. Dawn says she sometimes flips ahead to the last couple chapters of a novel that's getting on her nerves.
See, she's making sure it's going to be worth it.
She's
in the
making
end.
Sure.
Just
to
stick the book or not?
I stop reading them. That's
so,
my new thing.
I was
going to
say, so you still
time.
Stick the landing if you. Is that why she does that, I wonder? So you have finished the book?
Or maybe to see if the ending's how she wants it to be because it's on her nerves.
Or does it get any better?
If it ends how she doesn't want it, she'll just say, I'm done.
I just stopped two books that I would. And like people raving about. And I'm like, I can't sit through this. I'm not wasting. It's too much weight. The books take too long.
There's too many options,
too.
That's the thing. If there's a show, you just.
Options.
Why are you continuing to push through three seasons of a show you don't enjoy when there's a documentary or something else that you could move on to because everything's accessible? I think we're getting to three things. Reading the last page of a book is pretty unbelievable.
It's more common than you'd think.
I believe it.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Very intrigued. I always secretly have been intrigued by these stories. What are the three things you need to know? And I think it's something maybe we could even compete in.
Well, Guinness World Records just named the loudest person in the world. Clearly, they've never heard of you, Tim Richards, because how is that not your award? You should be in the Guinness World Records. This is a guy from Australia. He's an Australian air conditioner cleaner. He is an honorary town crier. How do you get that role? I think that's something you can
do. I have
do.
No idea. That's a whole other separate situation. Sure what that is.
Clearly, he's loud if he's the town crier. He's also the loudest person in the world. He's 58 years old, and he recorded the loudest ever shout by a human at 122.4 decibels.
I probably would be up there. I also think this would be up there.
Nate!
No.
Nate!
No.
Like, I think it's probably
I don't
second or 2A, 2B if I'm up there.
I feel that's a high pitch, not a high sound.
Do you?
It feels dumb as I say it.
Have you ever? Because I am very intrigued when I see these stories and I go down these weirdo rabbit holes of like Guinness World Records, because there's Guinness World Records for every, like, for everything in its entire process to even, you know, hold this record. Do you know anybody that holds a Guinness World Record for anything, or a friend of somebody that holds a Guinness World Record of anything? Like, I would love to talk to one person who either holds one, held one, whose cousin lives in, I don't know, Idaho. And I just,
that would be like, so cool. No,
they're,
I don't,
around. And I just, I'm always intrigued by these, because these stories pop up and you think, oh, is there something we could do as a show? Is there somebody that I know? Is there something? Like, there has to be one person that's listening to the Jen and Tim show that either has heard of one, dated somebody that I don't know.
Right.
That has,
I have a million questions if they do.
Oh, it'd be great.
Please, please call us.
I've never asked this question on the air. I'm just, I am thoroughly intrigued on how that process, what you hold the record for. I mean, I don't know if we'll get anybody, but 216-343-1021. We would love to talk to you. Oh, I really wanted to hear from one person.
I know. I was hoping we'd have a DM or something.
Yeah.
Also, do you, when you heard that man won the world's loudest person in the world, were you like, hey, I need to rebut that?
I think that when you hear some of these, do you think to yourself, maybe I could do that? Maybe I could be a world record holder. No, I don't think, I need to hear the noise. We need to get, I don't know, we need to get a measuring unit to figure it out.
How do you measure the
decibels?
Between both
of us. Well, they'll have that if you're at games. You know, I think I'm thinking specifically of maybe the Seattle Seahawks. They call their crowd the 12th man. There's 11 players on the field, so they're the 12th man. And their decibel level is unbelievably loud, which obviously hinders their opponents. So that's kind of, there's a machine, there's something
yeah.
we can mention.
Oh,
that.
And you know, my Apple Watch occasionally will tell me I'm in a loud environment. I wonder if we can measure it on there.
Do that from 6 to 10?
Yeah. Yes, every day.
You're with Tim again.
Well, and I should tell you, this is for another day. I got something new for my birthday, and it measures your stress levels throughout the day, and you can look at the chart.
It should be the lowest stress level here.
In the morning?
It should be.
It is not.
It definitely should be.
It is not.
It definitely should be. My stress level should be peaking.
What?
Oh, it should be.
Your stress?
Yes. Mm. No, I said in the morning. We have two calls. We need to get to these two calls. If we talk to a world record holder, I'd love this.
Oh my gosh!
Or
I'd be
somebody,
so excited.
You know, it could be. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just want to make something up. I just want to talk.
Don't you? You know what immediately came to mind when we asked that question is the Twinsburg Twins Fest, and I feel like there's probably some type of twins
yes.
record out there, right?
Like heaviest car balanced on your head.
Okay, that's a terrible.
John Evans in the UK has a Mini Cooper weighing 350 pounds that he balanced for 33 seconds on his head. Why are you doing
it? I feel like his neck would be. How do you support the neck?
I don't know. Like, he was 6 foot going into it, 5'8 leaving
it.
Yeah,
that's
most
tough.
Toothpicks in a beard. 3,500 individual toothpicks.
No.
Like, who thinks to do that? There's got to be somebody. 216-343-1021. As Jen mentioned, you can always DM us, Jen and Tim Show, *102 on all the socials. I know. It's random. But that's the Jen and Tim Show. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
Welcome.
Who holds a world record? It sounds dumb when I just kind of just went off it like that. But there's a story along with it.
Yeah, there's a guy that just got the Guinness World Record for loudest person in the world. And the reason I saw the story and thought of it or wanted to put it in three things today is because I thought maybe they never met you as the loudest person in the world. You're pretty loud. I mean, self-admittedly.
Absolutely. Danielle said the Sandusky Witch's Walk holds a Guinness World Record. I'm unfamiliar with that, but that's cool.
The Witch's Walk?
The Witch's Walk.
Never heard of that.
Apparently, on the phone, we have a former world record holder. I knew what happened. It's the Jen and Tim Show. I knew it. All right, please go right ahead.
Okay, so I was part of a group one, but it has since been overtaken by another group.
That's fine. What did you get the world record for in your time? And tell us a little bit about it, if you could.
Okay, so it was a couple years ago. I think it was the first year of COVID, maybe like the next year, like 2021. And it was in the spring, and it was in downtown Cleveland. And it was the world record for most people running in kilts. It was a St. Patrick's Day run.
That's awesome.
How many people was it?
It was like more than 3,000, but I just Googled it. It was overtaken by the St. Malachy run.
I remember they did that just last year. Yeah. That's so cool. Yeah. It's 58 degrees in Wycliffe, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. I'm giggling because I cannot believe all the downtown road closures we're dealing with, whether it's on I-90. Now there's more detours and closures coming on I-77. New ramp restrictions. The southbound exit ramp to East 30th Street.
This list where we can go.
Seriously, this closes through October. There were all those detours they're making on the bridge downtown. Plus, next week on Monday morning, the East 9th Street ramp will close like through October. It's
maybe
crazy.
We hold the world record
for most
of road closures.
Yes!
Let's search it up!
It's so bad. I'm glad we're making improvements. Large mayfly swarms popping up, including everywhere from Avon to Put-in Bay. Wildlife officials say their return is actually good news because mayflies thrive in clean, oxygen-rich water and are considered a sign of a healthy lake ecosystem. Starbucks bringing back the barista glass cold cup, but this one has a new pink drink-inspired design. You're a Rewards Reserve member. You get access July 9th, and then select stores nationwide will begin selling it July 13th. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.